The show is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and it's your connection to local music and more. And we have some music and more on both segments of today's program. First is a concert that's going to be at the Krannert Art Museum on the University of Illinois campus tomorrow evening at 7:30. A concert of new compositions and improvisations. There's a percussionist in the program, a violinist, a Chinese zither player, bass, trombones, and probably more than that as well. A dancer, I think I heard mention of. Three dancers. Eric Lund is my guest. He is professor of composition at the University of Illinois School of Music, and we'll hear about that as the first part of the show. And then the Liturgical Arts Festival of Springfield is something that was brought to my attention a couple weeks ago, and it is coming up this weekend, May 1st through the 4th. Actually extends into next week. And it includes visual arts, an art exhibit, as a matter of fact, liturgical art exhibit, and also some musical elements of some significance. And we'll hear about that as well, and some selections from, in particular, one of the featured work that's on that festival, and also one of the featured choirs from Peoria. That's all coming up on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Trinken Rorfen, nicht in mein, ja, 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 der Röhrer kann essen, Freiland sein, ja, 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 trinken Rorfen, nicht in mein, ja, 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 hey!
That was a performance by the Maxwell Street Klezmer Band from Chicago from their CD called Old Roots, New World, and a dance, the English translation, Dance On, Jewish People. And that's, thought I'd play that thinking ahead a little bit to our segment on the Liturgical Arts Festival in Springfield. But first, Professor Eric Lund is here. He is professor of theory and composition at the University of Illinois in the School of Music. And he is curating, is that the right word, or hosting, or?
Both.
a concert which is tomorrow night at 7:30. At the Krannert Art Museum. That's not at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Krannert Art Museum is on Peabody Drive on the University of Illinois campus in the Champaign side. And the title is Fixed Fumbled Free. The subtitle, A Concert of Innovative New Compositions and Improvisations. So the first obvious question after I say thanks for coming on the show and let me know about this, why the title?
Well, we did a similar concert last November at the Krannert Art Museum, and with many of the same players, and there are some new ones involved this time. That first one was called Small, Medium, and Free, and the idea was essentially for solos, small ensembles, and free improvisations, and we also had dance included on that program. And that went over very well, and so I decided to do it again. Ann Soutman over at the Krannert Art Museum was glad to give us another date, so we set this one up for April 29th, this Thursday. And the title this time actually comes from a previous piece of mine that I wrote 15 years ago. And the program note was a short poem, which was fixed to, fumbled with, fumbled free from, for a world where order is a friend to freedom. So this idea of fixed, in this case, being compositions that are fixed, fumbled, in that there will be plenty of that going on, and free, in that we'll have free improvisations, as well as free dance. And the concert is really blessed with a wonderful cast of both performers, musicians, and dancers.
You want to run down some of those folks?
I'd love to. Dorothy Martirano, one of our crown jewels, violinist. Also active with the CU Symphony and many other groups. She'll be performing on several occasions this evening, or that evening, Thursday. Yu-Chen Wang is a guzheng player. The guzheng is an ancient Chinese zither, somewhat akin to a Korean kyagum, if anyone's familiar with that. And Yu Chen is nothing short of a virtuoso on this instrument. She's probably in her late 20s, but is renowned for her playing. And she's in town here with her husband, who's a fantastic double bass player working on his doctorate in double bass.
She was actually on the show here in advance of the World Music Festival.
Excellent,
And played. It looked very similar to a koto, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Because they had a koto ensemble that I went to hear, and they looked very similar, seemed to be operated in similar ways, although sounded quite different.
Yeah, ultimately. I think they're related. I know the relationship to kyagum is quite strong. I'm not sure what the differences would be between guzheng and koto. And she's playing a piece by Taiwanese composer, as she did in November as well, a different piece. Morgan Powell and myself will be playing trombones. Morgan Powell is a local composer and trombonist and former faculty member at the University of Illinois, really fine musician in every respect. In addition to playing, I have a couple of pieces that will be done on this concert. One of them is called Blessed Be, which is a vibraphone solo, and Steve Butters, excellent percussionist, vibraphonist from Chicago, will be coming down to play that piece and also joining in on some improvisations. Another percussionist is also well-known in Champaign-Urbana, Jason Finkelman, who himself produces quite a few concerts and is active as a percussionist. So both Steve Butters and Jason Finkelman, percussionists. And then we have dancers Philip Johnston, Stephen West, and Claudio Ribeiro, who will be joining as well for a sort of large-scale improvisation towards the end of the concert. So very happy with people we have on board.
And it's a free program, too.
Absolutely free. It starts at 7:30. It's designed to be done within an hour. So please come, enjoy, and we won't keep you any longer than necessary.
Well, you brought along at least a couple of musical excerpts. Of course, it's difficult to portray the dance on the radio.
Yeah.
But what do we have queued up first here? This is one of your works, right?
Right. There are three pieces on the concert that are composed, and there are three improvisations. In the case of the improvisations, they are wide open, no pre-planning in those regards, but in every case, seasoned improvisers. And one of the pieces is a composition of mine, Blessed Be. This is a work that was originally composed for steel drums, a solo player playing two steel drums. As a commission, it's been done many times that way by Rick Carraz, who's over at Western Illinois University. And after I finished the piece, I wanted to translate it into another medium because those steel drums are rather idiosyncratic with regard to tuning and so forth. So I recast the piece as a vibraphone piece with every intention of Steve playing it, and he's recorded it on a CD on the Centaur label of my music that recently came out. And I think we're going to cue it up to listen to a little more than half of it, about 4 or 5 minutes.
And so Steve is the performer?
Steve is a performer on the recording here as well. Yeah.
Well, the thing about steel drums, too, is not everybody has any.
Not everyone has them, and when you say double seconds, which is the range of this piece, everyone's double seconds are with different ranges, so you can't really count on the same range within the instrument, and you can with a vibraphone, though.
So it would kind of reduce the number of performances you're likely to get.
It would, so I tried to increase the number with this version, which I like very much, and it's in its own way a very different piece because of the idiosyncratic nature of vibraphone, which allows for multiple mallets, different types of mallets, a pedal for reverberation, all things that the steel drum doesn't have.
And it's Steve Butters' music by Eric Lund here on Live and Local called Blessed Be.
Blessed Be.
Right. We're in about midway through the piece. That was the latter half of a composition called Blessed Be by Eric Lund of the University of Illinois faculty, performed by vibraphonist Steve Butters, and Eric's with me in the studio right now on Live and Local, and Steve will be playing that piece. And is that the one piece, or is he participating in some of the improvs too?
Oh, he's in a couple of the improvisations as well.
This concert on Thursday night, that's tomorrow, I guess, already. Fixed Fumbled Free, it's called, with various new compositions and improvisations at 7:30 at the Krannert Art Museum on the University of Illinois campus. You said that the improvs are just that. They start from no established point. Or is there some idea? I mean, do the pieces have titles that they sort of, with some premise they're going to play with, or really just said, okay, let's play something, and we start?
No, generally speaking, the idea is that there's very little planning other than who's going to be involved. And the last piece involves all the players, seven players and three dancers. So we might do a little bit of logistical where we start, where we end kind of thing. But really, the spirit of the improvisations is that they are free and that they offer that foil or that opposite side of composition. And all of these players are seasoned both in playing written composed pieces as well as improvisation.
And lots of different kinds of pieces. I mean, Dorothy, for example, and Armin Bodwin play jazz. They play, I mean, I know Dorothy's been devoted to new music for many years. Her husband, the late Sal Martirana, was on the composition faculty as well.
Yeah.
Yu Chen playing traditional Chinese music as well as the newer compositions.
Right.
And you mentioned to me while we're listening that she does some improvisation as well, so she'll be jumping in for that part.
Yeah, in the November concert, you know, the idea was to improvise at the end with everybody, and I didn't really know what her take on that would be, but she said yes enthusiastically, and she played enthusiastically. And it was a really nice timbral combination and stylistic thing, and she never missed a beat. So she's involved again that way in this concert as well.
And we have a clip of her next in not an improvisation, but a composition by a contemporary Chinese composer.
Right. This is a piece that she played last November on the concert. This is a live recording from that concert. And I think we're queuing in somewhat midway through again. And this is Yu Chen Wang.
And the composer?
Well, I don't remember.
Oh, this is the one you
this
said
from
November.
This is the one we did in November.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. I got
apologize.
Mixed up. That's fine.
Don't have that name.
Well, we do know the performer, Yu Chen Wang. The instrument is a guzheng, which is a Chinese sort of zither. And hearing it on Live and Local from this, she'll be on this concert, Fixed Fumbled Free, tomorrow night in Champaign.
Thank you.
Quaws and the Hoops are for Yu Chen Wang from last November's improvisation and new music concert at the Cranford Art Museum with Eric Lund, my guest on this portion of Live and Local, and organizer for that one as well.
Yeah.
And has organized this concert tomorrow night, Fixed Fumbled Free, it's called, with additional new compositions, more improvisations, lots of different instrumentalists, a couple of percussionists, violin, and that performance be given by a Guzheng player, Yu Chen Wang, currently in residence at the University of Illinois. One of the percussionists, Jason Finkelman, I'll just mention, is going to be on our show tomorrow to talk about another of his numerous projects, which is a film that he was involved in. And trying to remember the other thing that's on tomorrow's show. I didn't write it down, and I'm blanking. I apparently need more caffeine this morning. And Morgan Powell and Eric Lund both playing trombone on that concert tomorrow night. It's at 7:30, the Cranford Art Museum on Peabody Drive in Champaign, and it's free, no charge. Eric says it's about an hour long, and folks can, if necessary, wander in, I suppose.
You can wander in, you can wander around. There's a gallery, and
that's part of the improvisation.
It could be, yeah. You can contribute that way. Just want to make sure we mention two of the dancers.
Sure.
Philip Johnston, Stephen West, and Claudio Ribeiro.
And I know Philip's on the university faculty in the dance program. The other guys I don't know.
I think they're both graduate students. One of them, Claudio, I worked with last semester in a fabulous piece we put together in the Great Hall, merging two pieces by John Cage, and then having free improvisation with about six or seven dancers in the Great Hall. That was a lively night.
Well, yeah. This sounds like it'll be another one.
I hope so.
Lots of different
Come
visual elements. It's always interesting to have a concert at the Art Museum because of the additional visuals that,
yeah,
you know, don't figure in the compositions, but
yeah,
you never know how they'll figure in the improv.
And it's a nice room to hear music in.
Yeah.
It really is.
Cranford Art Museum tomorrow night, 7:30. Thanks, Eric, for joining us.
My pleasure.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. You're listening to the opening music from a fairly new work, actually a quite new work, by Englishman Howard Goodall. He was born in 1958, called Eternal Light, a Requiem. And that is the opening music. It's the Kyrie, Requiem, Kyrie, Close Now Thine Eyes. It's a mix of Latin and English text. And the performance here with the choir of Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford, conducted by Stephen Darlington, and vocal soloists with London Musici is the name of the instrumental ensemble. And I'm playing that because you can hear the complete work performed as part of the Biennial Liturgical Arts Festival of Springfield. And this happens to be the year that it comes up next. And in fact, it comes up this weekend, May 1st through the 4th, in Springfield, with lots of different elements to the event. The performance of Eternal Light will take place on Sunday, on the second day, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. With me are two of the board members for the festival, Sally Schaefer and Susan Harris. And I appreciate your coming over from Springfield to talk about this. And also, Sally, thanks for letting me know about it, because I wouldn't have otherwise.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And it's there's a lot of variety in this. Why don't one of you give us an overview of the festival? How long has it been around?
This festival has been begun in 1995 when people met together saying we want to share in the liturgical arts in our community of Springfield. Thus, they planned the first festival for 1996. And since it's every 2 years, this is our 12th festival in 2010.
And how many of these have you been involved with?
I've only been involved with two of them, but I've gone to the festival for many years, maybe five or six I've attended. But this is my second festival to be on the board.
And what got you involved? I mean, what moved you enough to say, yeah, I'm going to be an integral part of this?
I have been involved in liturgical arts, especially music, for all my life, practically, I would say. And then I have a lot of friends who have been involved in the board, such as Susan, who is sitting next to me. And I was asked to be on the board, and I really thought this was a place I would like to be involved.
And what was, why did folks think that this was a necessary event? From what you've gathered?
From what I've gathered, and maybe Susan really should answer this, but it was an idea that they saw that we had lots of different people with different faith beliefs and different ideas about the arts and many different artists. And I believe it started with the visual arts first, so that they wanted to have a visual arts fair. And so it really began with the visual arts and then just expanded into music and drama and dance.
And there is a juried art exhibition.
Yes, I am the person on the Liturgical Arts Festival Board who coordinates with the Springfield Art Association, the juried art show, which attracts artists from all over the United States. And I think this year we have 55 pieces hanging in the Springfield Art Association Gallery.
And are these all works created for this event or created recently? Or
the artwork that is submitted to be accepted for our show needs to be created in the past 3 years, and it needs to have both artistic worth and spiritual or worship attributes.
And it's billed as, the event is billed as a interfaith. It's billed
yes.
as an interfaith event. Does that mean not necessarily Christian or within the various Christian churches or what?
Exactly. Within Springfield, we have many faith communities, Christian, Jewish, Islamic, Baha'i, Hindu, and I am probably missing some. But the festival was started originally to promote understanding amongst those faith communities. And we've thought that the artistic expressions of the faiths were the perfect modality for forwarding understanding.
And a particular focus on the three Abrahamic religions, as they're sometimes called.
Yes.
Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. Mm-hmm. I was involved for several years with a group in Champaign-Urbana called the Whirlwind Project that had some similar focus with lots of different kinds of arts and other activities, and it's probably something I should have known at the time, but somehow didn't, that there is much more shared between those three religions than isn't shared.
Yes.
And
beginning
just
with
amazing.
Monotheism.
Yeah, exactly. Monotheism, it's essentially, you know, it's the same God. They have essentially the same prophets, some of the same basic prophets, and, you know, each of them has additional ones and so on. And people, I think, forget all that is shared, which I'm sure is a great part of the reason for having this event.
One of the most wonderful events in the Liturgical Arts Festival that I can remember being participating in was an event that was focused on the foods of the various Abrahamic faiths and the liturgical garb or vestments of the different Abrahamic faiths. And we of the Liturgical Arts Festival Board were in the basement of one of the Jewish temples in Springfield assembling all of this for our guests that evening. And it was such a rich experience to have all of us working together and laughing.
And eating.
And eating.
Food is a wonderful bringer together of people.
And I remember our Islamic member of the board at that time created a bas-relief map of a sort of all the foods that are mentioned in the Quran. And that was a beautiful table.
And so many of the foods have certain roles in the various religions.
Yes.
You know, you do these foods at certain times. I mean, the one that I think of is with Passover, where you have some quite restrictive ideas of what you can and can't eat and why. And I'm sure that those are true for the other faiths as well.
But we would like to emphasize that all of our events are free and open to the public for everyone to enjoy.
And there is a complete schedule. I'm looking at it right now on your web address, which is lafspringfield.org, which is Liturgical Arts Festival, lafspringfield.org. And it's a very informative site. And you can even go look at past programs. But, of course, we're talking about the 2010 festival, which starts on Saturday, May 1st at 11 o'clock with a labyrinth walk at Jubilee Farms. And then also there is the juried exhibition, which I assume people can people view this throughout the festival, or is that just on the one day?
Yes, the visual art show will be open for people to see during regular hours at the Springfield Art Association, 700 North 4th Street, from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And the art show will be hung until May 26th.
So that's a very extended portion of the festival.
Yes.
And then we have the two musical anchoring events. The first is on Sunday, the 2nd of May, 4 o'clock, at the Hospital Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi Church on Laverna Road, with the Westminster Presbyterian Church Choir and the Capitol Chamber Singers, of this work that we heard just a little bit of, and we're going to hear more of in a moment, Eternal Light by Howard Goodall. Do you know how this particular work was selected and by whom?
This particular work was selected by the director, Dale Rogers. The director of the choir. He's the director of music at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Springfield and a member of our board. And he does a lot of listening, of course, as directors do, to new music, and felt that this requiem, being such a modern one of the new millennium, and because of its beauty, would be just, you know, very worthy of our Liturgical Arts Festival. And we have all listened to it, and we hope that you will listen in a little while to some more of it. And we are feeling that this is very inspiring music.
Well, let's, in fact, hear part of this. It's an interesting structure. The original, the most familiar requiems to at least classical music lovers are those by, for example, Mozart and Verdi and
Berlioz.
There's lots of others. Berlioz, one of my favorites, is by Durufle. And they're all in Latin. They use the Catholic Latin Mass text. I can think of another one that is rather like this. That's by another Englishman named Herbert Howells, which is actually one of my favorites. I have sung a few times and haven't heard in a long time, where it's a mixture of the Latin text and other interpolated English texts from some liturgical places. Johannes Brahms, the very famous one, not liturgical at all.
Biblical.
It's all biblical from various places. And in fact, I think he avoids specifically talking about Christ at all, which is, you know, his own very personal idea of religion. This is a hymn that comes as part four of Howard Goodall's Eternal Light, Lead Kindly Light. And again, we're listening in this recording to the Choir of Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford, and instrumentalists conducted by Stephen Darlington. This will be performed on day two of the Liturgical Arts Festival in Springfield, which runs May 1st through the 4th. That was the fourth portion of Eternal Light, a requiem by Howard Goodall, a hymn called Lead Kindly Light, and Stephen Darlington leading the forces here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Dale Rogers will lead the forces on Sunday, the 2nd of May, this coming Sunday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's part of the Liturgical Arts Festival of Springfield, which starts on Saturday, runs through the 4th, which is Tuesday. And this performance of the complete work, Eternal Light, will be given by the Westminster Presbyterian Church Choir of Springfield and also the Capitol Chamber Singers. We have one of the singers' members with us on the program, Susan Harris and also Sally Schaefer, both are board members for the festival. Susan, what's been your reaction to learning and preparing this music?
Well, first of all, I love to tackle a new work. That's my prime joy in life. And the Capitol Chamber Singers, which is a group of about 10 singers, and we sing a cappella primarily.
And only 10?
We've been in existence for about 10 years. We were invited to sing the two movements of the Godal Requiem that are atypical Latin. They are verses from the 8th chapter of the book of Revelation. And they talk about the destruction that angels are going to do of a third of this and a third of that on the earth. That those two sections are written in unusual meters and with slightly unusual harmonies, and they go quite rapidly. So we have had fun learning them.
Should we have a sample of one of these, maybe?
Well, we
because Revelation
well could.
Is not usually set by anybody.
No. And I, first of all, when I saw the score for this work and saw all of these unusual Latin words, which singers usually don't sing, I thought, I have to find out what these are. So I saw Revelation in the title of both of the movements. So I went to Revelation and scampered through it. And there in chapter 8 were these verses. So with the Latin I knew and the Latin I didn't know, with the Bible in front of me, I could put it together.
But it's not Latin like in Orff's Carmina Burana, which is quite obscene.
Oh, no. It's a biblical, but it's quite violent.
Did you have a preference? Do you have a favorite of either of these two?
Probably the second movement that we're singing in there, the last one, that is the Tertia...
Tum Angelus Tertius Clanxit.
Yes.
How's my pronunciation?
Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
This is from Howard Goodall's Requiem. And this portion will be sung, is it just by?
Just by the Capitol Chamber
by the
Singers.
Capitol Singers. So, well, let's have a taste of it here on Live and Local. And that is, quite a different portion of music from Eternal Light of Howard Goodall. It's part 8, comes towards the end, from the book of Revelation in the New Testament Bible, Tum Angelus Tertius Clanxit. I can look this up. Do you know offhand what you're singing about there, Susan?
Well,
roughly?
Angels come to earth and they destroy a third of the trees, a third of the plants, a third of humankind, and they dim a third of the light of the moon and the sun, and they put poison in the waters.
So that explains the fairly violent sounds, relatively violent sounds.
Yes.
Of that music. You mentioned to me as we were just listening to it that that some of your colleagues in the Capitol Chamber Singers maybe aren't, there's something that's different, it's a little out of their element for them. But you're relishing it.
I do.
What sort of music do they normally sing?
Several of our group have had a lot of experience in musical theater, which I have not. And so they are very comfortable with the close harmonies, jazz harmonies. and they like to get into that.
Well, I would think, I mean, some of these harmonies are not that far off from some of that close harmony. They're different, but I would think that they've got some of the same challenges to them. I mean, close harmony can be quite challenging to sing, depending upon which voice part you're doing. We're having this conversation with Susan Harris, who sings with the Capitol Chamber Singers in Springfield, and Sally Schaefer. Both of them are on the board of directors for the Liturgical Arts Festival of Springfield, where you can hear the complete performance of Eternal Light by Howard Goodall Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock. The full festival runs the 1st through the 4th of May. And we'll hear in just a little bit some music by another ensemble that will be heard on the final, as the final event, the Heritage Ensemble of Peoria, in a celebration of spirituals. We'll have one other portion from this work just before then, however. Talk a little bit, maybe, Sally and Susan, about the day we haven't addressed, which is Monday
of the festival. On Monday, May 3rd, we are having three events in one evening at the Westminster Presbyterian Church on Walnut and Edwards. And the beginning event is a sharing of objects of devotion by many faiths. Included in this exhibit this year, we have heard from the people of the Baha'i faith, and we have a man who is part Apache, who is coming to display his objects of devotion. And so this is, again, going along with the theme of the whole festival, which is a sharing of spiritual beliefs through the arts.
And there's a youth portion of this.
And in the youth portion, there will be a youth choir singing, a youth choir from the Jewish faith and from the Islamic faith. And representing the Christian faith is a choir from the Catholic Church.
You know, I sort of like the way you put that, representing the Christian faith, because I'm guessing that Christianity of those three Abrahamic religions has the greatest number of subdivisions. And, you know, people can fight each other within the various subdivisions and even within the subdivisions of the subdivisions. And so I hope that, I imagine that part of the point of this festival, as we addressed earlier, is to get people, encourage people to cross over, to forget about the subdivisions and focus on the things that are the non-dividing lines.
Of course, being a member of the board and serving on the board, that is one of the philosophies or beliefs I have. That is what my point of being on the board is, so that I can share and learn from many different people their beliefs. And I had an interesting conversation with the man who's part of Apache, because he believes in the Creator. And I asked him what that means, and he said, well, in the Apaches, we believe in one Creator, but that Creator is in all that we see. So I think as I grew up studying about Indians, I thought they worshiped the sun, the moon, the stars. He says, well, in a way we do, but it's actually all part of the Creator.
Which isn't necessarily all that far off from, say, one of the religions not represented, which is of, say, Buddhism, I'm thinking, where, you know, there's the idea, and this is, I'm not going to pretend to understand this thoroughly, but the idea of a spirit running through everybody and everything, particularly everybody. And you try to attach to that, you try to tap into it, and that if we all did that, there wouldn't be any divisions. This is all a lot of pie in the sky thinking, it seems, in our current world, well, current for the last thousands of years, and probably will keep going on, but we can only try, right?
It's a worthy goal.
Exactly. And Sally, I believe you are designated to talk to us a bit about the final event of the festival, which is a concert by the Heritage Ensemble of Peoria. Who are the Heritage Ensemble?
The Heritage Ensemble of Peoria, directed by Sharon Reed, is a basically African-American group that specializes in or chooses to sing mostly spirituals, although that is not all their music they would sing. But as we know, spirituals are truly American music. much like they're the forerunner of jazz, and we call jazz our American music, you know. And the Heritage Ensemble is a group of around 40 singers, and they just make you want to get up and dance when you hear them sing.
When you point out to me in advance that the program actually called a Celebration of Spirituals, a Journey Through the African American Experience, but the group is not limited exclusively to African American singers.
No, it's not. It's an auditioned group. And so I've heard them sing 2 years ago, and I noticed that there were people, you know, who had a lighter skin. And I was very pleased because as I am of lighter skin, I thought, well, maybe someday I could audition for this group because I really love spirituals and I have taught spirituals.
And have you auditioned yet?
No, I haven't auditioned yet. I'm just recently retired, but Peoria is not that far from Springfield. In fact, one of our other board members who is African American, she had sung with the Heritage Ensemble for many years, and she just, this year she's not singing, but she has sung.
Can you use your connections and get her endorsement to take with you to the audition?
Oh, I don't know. I think I would have to go there and sing.
Probably so, if it's an equitable situation. Well, let's hear a couple of tracks from a CD from the Heritage Ensemble of Peoria. Do we have the name of this CD, or is it the only one they've done, or they've done several? Do you have any idea?
I just asked Sharon Reed recently to share a CD, and this is the one that was given me.
This is the one you got.
As I mentioned, we heard them in 2008, and I believe this CD was performed in 2003. And I know that they were formed in 1999, basically to be the chorus for the opera production, Opera of Illinois, for Porgy and Bess.
Really? And the tracks we're going to hear from the CD are?
The first one we're going to hear is All People of God. I would call this their opening fanfare.
It seems like a great theme for the event.
It is perfect. And when I heard them sing it, you will want to sing along with them.
And then Live a Humble.
Live a Humble will be an a cappella spiritual. Yeah. And I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
It's the Heritage Ensemble of Peoria. Who's the director again? Do you know offhand?
Yes, I know. I'm going to give you her full name, Sharon Samuels Reed.
Heard on Live and Local on FM 90.9. the Heritage Ensemble of Peoria, Illinois, in two works from a CD of theirs. And I just, All People of God was the name of the first one, right? I just forgot. And then Live a Humble, a setting of a spiritual. They're going to close out the Liturgical Arts Festival of Springfield with a concert Tuesday night at 7:30 at First Presbyterian Church on South 7th Street in Springfield, celebration of spirituals, a journey through the African-American experience. And we've been pleased to have on Live and Local for this portion of the show Sally Schaefer and Susan Harris, both members of the board of the Liturgical Arts Festival. And Sally, you just told me as we were listening that the Heritage Ensemble brought back by popular demand to anchor this festival this year.
Well, you know, the best publicity for anything that you really want to publicize is talking about it. And we have talked about the Heritage Ensemble for 2 years. But in the process, we realized that we had a lot of people who were requesting the Heritage Ensemble. Well, you've told us about the Heritage Ensemble. When are you going to bring them back? So we made a decision a year ago to ask them if they had this date available, and they did. And so we're very, very pleased to have the Heritage Ensemble of Peoria coming to our festival for the second time.
And I'm very pleased to have welcomed you both on the show today. And again, thanks for letting me know about it. And we're now able to let all of our listeners know. And it's by no means limited to people in Springfield, but anybody who's in the sound of our voices and beyond. Certainly welcome to go. The web address, lafspringfield.org. It runs May 1st through the 4th. The full schedule of quite varied events and exhibitions is available on that website. And it sounds like a great variety of events and also a wonderful motivation behind the whole festival. And best of luck with this year's event.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. We are glad to be on your program.
It's Live and Local on FM 90.9.